It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Do you ever sing that song with me and say, please, won't you be my neighbor? I like it when you sing with me. I like to have you for a television neighbor. I like to show you things. What do you suppose might be in here? Two things in here. I'll give you a hint about the first one. What do you suppose that is? Do you think it's the tail of something? It is. You know what kind of an animal this is? It's a raccoon. A toy raccoon. People aren't allowed to play with live raccoons. But of course we are allowed to play with toy ones. Now what would this toy one do? I wonder if somebody might even sleep with that toy raccoon. It's very soft. Nose to nose with that toy raccoon. Show you what else is in here. Something like it. Something to help us get dressed up to look like a raccoon. Do you know who I am? I'm a raccoon, and I will soon be a friend of yours. Yes, a friend of yours. I'm a raccoon. Do you like to get dressed up and pretend that you're something different? I do. You could pretend you're something, some kind of animal. I'm a raccoon, and I will soon be a friend of yours. Yes, a friend of yours. I'm a raccoon. I'm really not, but I can pretend. You could even sing that song if you wanted to be a tiger or a lion or a pretend anything. You know, I am a lion, and I will soon be a friend of yours. Yes, a friend of yours. I am a lion, or I am a tiger, or I am a monkey. But I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons. One of them was a mother raccoon, and the other a father raccoon. And there was a boy raccoon and a girl raccoon, and they made up a dance about that family, that raccoon family. I remember when the dance started, it was almost time for the children raccoons to go to bed.
I like to think about that dance. Do you suppose real live raccoons dance like that? I guess not. But they probably have their own kind of play in the woods where they live. Now you can tell that I'm not a real raccoon, can't you? Just because I put this mask around my eyes, I don't change who I really am. I just look a little different, and I pretend. I'm going to try something else. Just had an idea. Yes, Trolley, I want to try something. Put the mask on the trolley. Now, this mask doesn't change what the trolley is either. It's still the trolley. See? On you go, trolley. Right. Why don't we have some make-believe? The trolley's right here. We might as well. Let's make believe that the people and animals in the neighborhood are thinking about dressing up for fun. All right? We'll think about them dressing up for fun as the trolley goes by what? The castle in the neighborhood of make believe.
Oh, that's good.
Well, well, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Is that you, Harriet Cow?
It most certainly is.
Well, you are all dressed up. I mean, fancy dress.
Yes, well, I'm making some home visits, and I thought I'd just have a change of frock just because I wanted to. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing some research with Uncle Friday's birds.
I never could see the king's interest in wooden birds on sticks. Now, which one of you is Mimus polyglottis? Of course. So then I guess you must be Troglodytes Aiden. Yes, well, that helps some.
Well, each one has its own special talent.
Do you think they'd like to be in the play?
Oh, what play is that?
It's a play that my students at school are going to make.
Oh, that's wonderful. What kind of a play will it be?
Oh, it's a dress-up play.
So they want to wear costumes.
That's right. And they want to make up a story.
Oh, they don't have their story yet.
No, not yet. But they have such good ideas. And I know you do, too. I was just thinking, would you help us with the play, Lady A?
Oh, well, you know how I love the theater, but I do have my research to keep me... Oh, here comes Uncle Friday. At least I think it's Uncle Friday, I presume?
Niece Evelyn and Teacher Cow, I presume?
Bird King, I presume?
I am dressed as a bird, to be sure. But you both know that I am still Friday the 13th underneath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a wonderful costume, Uncle Friday.
I thought I'd wear it to surprise Mimus and Trog.
Well, you certainly did surprise them. They flew away.
And what's the meaning of their fleeing?
Because you don't look like the person they know and love.
No, they think you're a stranger.
Curious birds, those birds of mine. And what occupies your time today, director and teacher?
The students in our school are planning to put on a play, and I have invited Lady Aberlin...
A director of research?
Yes. I have invited her to help with the play. She might even be the director of it, if she likes.
Director?
Well, just a thought.
So long as her research duties don't suffer.
All she needs to do is make home visits to the students, find out what they'd like to be in the play, and then build it up from there.
Just do it all, you mean?
I guess that's one way to express it, yes.
You professionals will take care of that. I'm going to look for my birds.
Oh, I'll complete my research on them in a few days, Uncle Friday.
Very good, and farewell to you both. I fly to the rescue.
Farewell.
You know, your uncle never ceases to amaze me.
Just when you think you know all about him.
Yeah, he appears as a bird.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want this play to be a burden on you, Lady A.
Oh, no, I won't let it be.
Let's talk it over at school tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm off to generate some interest in Westwood.
Interest in the play?
Oh, yes. And all of our school activities. I just love our school.
You certainly are an enthusiastic teacher.
Founding member of the Living Prose Society. Farewell, dear.
Farewell, Harriet. Beautiful dancing you do. Welcome to our neighborhood. To be able to watch her dance.
And now I know what I want to be in the school play.
You do?
I want to be a ballerina. Will you help me?
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Cow was talking about...
Oh, I think that you dance better than Miss Cow. Please, won't you help me?
Well, all right, Anna. We'll work on it tomorrow.
Oh, good. I'm a ballerina. I'm a ballerina. No, I really am.
Oh, that was easy. And now I'll go check with Daniel. Oh, excuse me. I was looking for Daniel Striped Tiger.
How about the Daniel Raccoon?
Oh, Daniel, I didn't even know that was you.
I just thought I'd wear a raccoon mask and see what it was like.
Well, you look good in that.
You're not scared of me?
Oh, no, not now that I know who you are.
Lady A, could you help us make our school play? Because I don't know how to make one.
Well, as a matter of fact, your teacher also asked me whether I would help make a play from your ideas. And
oh, good.
The more I think of it, the more I think it would be fun.
I guess you have to have ideas before you can do anything, don't you?
I believe that's true.
Even for making the whole world?
I think so.
And rainbows?
Yes.
And birds?
I believe so.
Who made the rainbow and the sky? Who made the bird and let it fly? Who made the hour? Who made the day? Who had the power to make the flower? And who made the rain and made the snow? Made us and made us want to know.
Love made the rainbow, the bird and the summer sun. Love made the mountains, the stars, each and every one. Love made the sea, and love made the land. Love made the mighty, and love made the very small. Love made the world, made the people, love made it all.
Love's mighty important, isn't it?
It's the most important thing in the world.
Thanks for loving me, Lady Evelyn.
And thanks for loving me, Daniel Striped Tiger, raccoon.
Maybe I'll just be a raccoon in the play.
You already have the mask.
And we'll get some more ideas next time.
Yes. I'll go and ask Tuesday, and then we'll have a good start.
I hope you have a good day.
And I hope you do too, Daniel.
Thanks.
Agamaka.
Agamaka.
Bird King? Oh, good. Do you have some time for some stopwatch work now? Oh, good. Now, Mimas, if you'll go this way, and Trog, if you'll go this way, we'll check your relative velocities in accordance with international...
Anna Platypus wants to be a ballerina in the school play, and Daniel Tiger wants to be a raccoon. I wonder if Daniel will look anything like this toy when he gets dressed up. And I wonder what he'll do in the play. Maybe dance with the ballerina. And what do you think Prince Tuesday will want to dress up to be? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. There's some food for you, fish. The fish know that I'm not a raccoon. I'm the person who gives them food. You know, you could make your own mask or your own costume. I'll just make a paper bag mask right now. Just a regular paper bag, but of course you have to have it cut off to about here, because you don't want to cover your mouth. Try that. That's good. Put a couple places for eyes there. Sometimes it's a good idea to draw what you want to cut. Try that. And you might want to get some help with that, too. I used to always ask for help with cutting when I was a boy. See how this looks. All right, now we'll make the other eye. There. This is sort of like a mask and a hat, isn't it? I can put on a hat, or put on a coat, or wear a pair of glasses, or sail in a boat. I can change all my names and find a place to hide. I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself inside. I can go far away, or dream anything, or wear a scary costume, or act like a king. I can change all my names and find a place to hide. I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself. I'm still myself. I'm still myself inside. Just put a little hair up here, and you can use your crayon and make some eyebrows. Oh, you have good ideas. You can do all sorts of things making a mask like that. Yeah, it's a good feeling to know that whatever we wear, we're still ourselves inside. Nobody could ever change who you are by dressing you up in something. You'll always be you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me just by your being yourself. And I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.